Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Beitza. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The halacha is that a Kli Eitz is Makabel Tuma only if it has what's called a Beis Kibul. It's shaped to have some sort of receptacle. But just a flat wooden board is not Makabel Tuma. Nevertheless, Pshute Kli Mateches, a flat sheet of metal, is Mekabel Tumah, doesn't need any sort of receptacle. Same thing by a beged or any other type of woven material. It's Mekabel Tumah even if it does not have any sort of receptacle. So our mission is going to be Mechadesh, that you could have one kli, could have a din of all three of these types of kelim, of the eitz and mateches and beged, hari chayim shel pilpulin, the mill that they would use for to grind corns, to grind peppercorns rather. Since they're made out of three separate parts, it's considered like it's three separate kelim in one. Tameya mishum shlosha kelim, so it has the status of three different kelim. Mishum kli kibul, it has a din of a kli eitz that has a base kibul. Umishum kli matechas, it has a din of flat metal kelim. Umishum kli kavara, and it has a din of like a woven kli, like a woven beged. So the chamor goes there, that type of tumah as well. So if you were to take off any one part of it, or you break it, it loses the shame kli, but the other parts still have the shame kli because they're considered three independent kelim. Tana, so we learned in the Braisa as follows. Tachtona, the bottom part is made out of wood and it has a base kibul where the pilpulim fall after they've been ground up. So that's mishum klei kibul. That's the one that has the status of a klei kibul. Emtsois, mishum klei kvara. The middle part that's made out of wood and is a little above the lower part, obviously, and it sort of separates the dirt that's on the peppercorns that fall from the peppercorns themselves that fall lower into the kli. The dirt that falls low and the peppercorns that fall low and the dirt that remains up high, it sort of filters it out. So it's not tamei mishum kliyetz because it doesn't have a base kibul, but it's sort of a screen that sifts through mishum klei kavara. That has the status of woven material. Eliona mishum klei matechas. The top part with the blade that cuts, that has the din of a klei matechas. So therefore you have three kelim all in one. Next mishnah, last mishnah of the perek. Any kli that's made for sitting or for lying down becomes tame when a zav sits or lies on it. That's an av hatuma, and that tuma is called tumas medris. So agola shel katan, the wagon of a child. That's a toy for a child that the child will sit in, and he wheels around his friends, and his friends wheel him around. So the halach is tameya medras. It's tame tumas medris because since it's normal for a child to sit in it, it's considered miyuchad the yeshiva. It's like a chair. Nitalas b'Shabbos, and therefore it could be moved on Shabbos like any other kli shemalachta laheter that you're allowed to move around on Shabbos. Ve'einon negreres el al gabe kelim. You're not allowed to drag it on Shabbos directly on the ground because it could make a furrow in the ground. It could dig into the ground, and that's an isser of a tolda of bona. So you're not allowed to do that. You can only drag it on top of begadim that you lay out on the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha-kelim ein negrarin. You're not allowed to drag any sort of kelim on the ground. Chutz min ha-agala mipnei shi kaveshas. Except for a wagon, which when it goes on the ground, it just sort of condenses the earth under it. But it doesn't. Dig a hole under it. It doesn't move any of the dirt. It just condenses the dirt under it because it's wheels. But if you were to take, let's say, something with a square edge and drag it along the ground, it's not just condensing the dirt. It's actually moving the dirt. Says the Gemara. We're going to explain each din in this Mishnah. Agola shel katan tamei medris. The wagon of a child is tamei tumas medris. Why? Because he puts his weight on it. Vinitalos b'Shabbos mishum doikatoris kliyava, and it could be moved on Shabbos. It's not a violation of muktzah because it's a kli. It's a regular kli shemalachta lehetir. Ve'ein negreres al gabe kelim. You can only drag it over cloth, over kelim. Al gabe kelim in al gabe karka lo. Only on kelim, but not directly on the ground. My time, to covered charitz, because like we said, it's going to furrow into the ground. Money, Rabbi Yehuda, he damar davar shenu meskaven. Also, this seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you're not intending when you're pulling the wagon to dig into the ground, But even though you're not intending it, that's what's happening. And a davar shein miskaven is aser. So our Mishnah seems to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Shimon, I'm a davar shein miskaven mutter. If we were to follow Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, the davar shein miskaven is mutter. The time Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Goron Roda, Mita, Kisav Yisafsel, Obavachle, Yiskaven, Lassos Charetz. Rabbi Shimon allows you to go dragging certain things on the ground, even though they might make a hole in the ground, because that's not your intention. Ve'im ha-sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein ha-kol negronim b'shabes, chutz min ha-golim neshi koveshes. But wait, how could our mission be following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? How could the first part of our mission be following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? We first introduce Rabbi Yehuda in the later part of the Mishnah by saying that that you're not allowed to drag any kalim except for an agala, because an agala just condenses the ground underneath it. Avul charetz lo avda, but it doesn't actually make a charetz. So it says Mar trei tanai alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Einachnami, there are two different tanaim presenting the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda slightly differently. I mean, everyone agrees both of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah both agree that davar shein miskaven is aser, but the two Tanaim disagree in terms of what types of kelim you're allowed to drag on the ground, what types of kelim are actually going to make a charetz in the ground. Hadron alach, Yom Tov, Bezras Hashem. Next time we will pick up with the new parak, with the third parak of Maseches Beitzah.